The economy is supposed to be improving, but don't tell that to the airlines. With many people still afraid to fly after last fall's terrorist attacks, a number of airlines reported dismal first quarter earnings this week. They were joined yesterday by aircraft manufacturer Boeing, which reported its first losing quarter in 5 years. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The losses in the aviation industry come at a time business for the major airlines still has not returned to pre-September 11th levels. AMR, parent of American Airlines, yesterday reported net first-quarter losses of $575 million. Delta, the number three U.S. carrier, says it lost $397 million, nearly triple what it lost for the same period a year ago. Mike Boyd is head of the Boyd Group, an aviation consulting firm based in Evergreen, Colorado. He says for the airlines, these are turbulent times.
If they can get more business travel back on airplanes and adjust their fare mix, they can probably do okay. But over the next 6 months, we're going to have a very difficult time, and the B word is starting to come up again, bankruptcy. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but unless things change, we may have a couple.
Combined, the major U.S. airlines last year lost roughly $9 billion. And that pool of red ink is spreading across the aviation industry. Boeing, the world's largest commercial airplane builder, posted its first quarterly loss since 1997, losing $1.25 billion. Boyd says if there's any bright spot in all of this, it's that eventually the airlines, at least the ones that survive, will have to buy new airplanes.
Airlines need to get their costs down. Fuel isn't going to drop. Labor isn't going to drop. Air traffic control charges aren't going to drop. Security isn't going to drop. The only area they can get their costs down is in fuel consumption. To do that, they've got to buy new airplanes. So if airlines, you know, at least stay up for a while, I think we're going to see a very robust business for Boeing.
But there appears to be little immediate reason for optimism. An industry effort to raise fares for leisure passengers by $20 per round-trip ticket collapsed this week. That was after Northwest refused to go along. In the meantime, airlines continue to burn through cash as they wait for the return of paying passengers. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.